indications are that four people were injured in the clashes between the rival party youth after ZIMPF youth conducted a door-to-door campaign to mobilize local people for their rally on Saturday. ZANU-PF is said to allocate residential stays to its party supporters on Saturday, while Mrs. Mujuru's party will be holding a rally at Gazema grounds. ZANU-PF is also planning to hold a rally on the same day near Gazema grounds. One of the injured ZIMU youth, Kudzai Romani, said he was attacked by the suspected ZANU-PF youth when he went to rescue a female party member.
ZANU-PF youth came and tried to disturb our programs. Then our youth was trying to pass through them to go and buy a frizzit. Then they tried to fight her. Then the other guys went there and tried to resuscitate the girl. Then they started fighting our youth, and came to where I was. I asked them what was going on. They said, "We are fighting here because we are looking for you. You are the coordinator here in Shekuton." So they tried all their means to fight us, but we resisted.
Another ZIMPF youth, Patrick Somondo, who was also injured, said he was attacked when he went to retrieve keys of a minibus that was allegedly impounded by ZANU-PF youth.
Doing our door-to-door, as usual, we've been doing our door-to-door for the past 2 weeks in and around Chinoy. And these people, as you can see, it's a shopping area. And the driver went to the shopping area and parked at the shopping area. And then these guys came in their numbers and confronted the driver. And then they retrieved the keys from the driver. And when I approached them, "No, what's the problem, sons? You cannot come into this area and start campaigning. On which grounds are you saying this to us?"
ZIMPF provincial leader Prosper Galanga blasted the police for allegedly taking sides with ZANU-PF by failing to apprehend some of the ruling party supporters.
The reaction of the police to the violence, the police didn't react in a way that we expected them to react. Instead of arresting the members that were perpetrators of violence, what they had to do was to make phone calls to their bosses, asking what step they should do. And we really condemn that.
But ZANU-PF member Tommy Mwanza, who was on the scene, defended his youth, saying they were attacked while using their routine meetings.
As ZANU-PF, we have our own programs, which is going on during the course of the war week. So our youth were engaged in a meeting to mobilize for preparation of our stand distribution. So this so-called ZIMFest, they came and interject our meeting. So our youth have reacted to that. So that's my comment, that the people's first must respect us as ZANU-PF when we are engaged in our meetings.
Romani said they won't be intimidated by the political disturbances, as they are solidly supporting Mrs. Mujuru's party.
We have a full support from the ward. We have the full support from the community. So we don't hesitate what they are taking, what they are doing. We are still going forward. We are still going further, because we are the youth in People First. We are the youth, former youth from ZANU-PF. So we know their attitude. We know their character. So then we are still going forward, and we are doing what we are doing.
Police were not readily available for comment. Reporting for Studio 7 in Shekelton, Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.